family people dress in black.
Why?
Well, that's what you call going in moan. Uh-huh. That's the way of moan. You're going in moan. Let them know you're sorry or the death or something like that done happened, mm-hmm. you know. And you related. Uh-huh. Now, if you're related, you have on black or black piece on your pin on your coat or somewhere a bow or something, you know, uh-huh. a man's coat or the woman got a black dress on or something of the kind. Uh-huh. Man died over here, he had a lady the other day here. And at a drugstore, I went to get some medicine for my wife. They had a bow, black bow on the doorknob. So I knew then that someone was dead because it was in mourning, you see. Mm-hmm. So I found out it was Miss wife's mother. Miss wife's mother. They got a girl. I raised a grandchild. Couldn't be, maybe Miss daughter. You'd pass just for her daughter. Long hair, uh-huh. that same color hair, and just about her size and all. Mm-hmm. Wear her pants just like you do. I know him well. He's nice, man. Nice. Real nice fella. Uh-huh. Don't be no nice than he is, you know. His wife, he's the one. She's just nice as anybody ever been made. Mm-hmm. They're real nice, good people.
Say on the average sort of day, if somebody asks you how you're feeling, what would you tell them?
Well, I could say fine. Mm-hmm. I could say not good. Mm-hmm. It's on to your feeling. Uh-huh. If you was feeling fine, you say, oh, I feel fine. Mm-hmm. If you wasn't feeling good, well, not so good today. I believe kind of feel broke down or tired out or sick out or something, you uh-huh. know, like that.
And when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble,
you got stiff joints. I believe my joints done got stiff, arms stiff or something, uh-huh. you know.
Or you say, I've got a touch of...
Huh?
I've got a touch of...
Kind of malaria. Now you can call it malaria, rheumatism. You know, rheumatism gets your joints stiff and uh-huh. malaria. That's a fever can get into your joints and stiffen them up, you know. Mm-hmm. Either one of those.
And, you know, this is a disease that children used to get that get a real bad sore throat and they choke up. Die from it.
That's a sore throat they call that. Now they used to have a sore throat they call the meningitis. Mm-hmm. But that was a choking. It's throat to get a little sore and then it would be a choking. Throat swell up in there. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of names to that.
What about dip?
Diphtheria. Uh-huh. That's what I finna say. There's a couple of names to that. You could call one diphtheria, you know. Now you'd have what you call a diphtheria with it. Mm-hmm. Now your throat gets sore with that. And right in there on that swallow in there.
What about a disease where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow?
Huh?
Where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow.
Well, you yellow jaundice. Uh-huh. Have yellow jaundice, and your eyes turn yellow, and your skin turn yellow.
Mm-hmm. And when you have a pain down here, and you have to have an operation,
that would be two kind of pains of that. You can have one pain down there and call onion. You can have a pain down there and come from bustle, because. Get the thin skin in there, and it tears loose. Mm-hmm. Understand? Uh-huh. And when it tears loose, that make you bustle because it lets your entrails imp down low. Uh-huh. Well, that cause you always to have a pain. Uh-huh. Well, you got to go to a hospital and be operated on and sewed back up. Uh-huh. There's lots of people like that around through the humanity now. Uh-huh. Lots of them.